Welcome, beautiful one, to the last full moon of 2021. We have a full moon weekend. It's so wonderful when we have a full moon on the weekend because we can really give it the time to drop down into sacred connection, because that's the power of doing your full moon ritual and really giving sacred time to what it is that you can use this power time to create, to release, to let go of. And here we are in the last full moon of 2021. The December full moon, and we can give closure to this full year. We're coming through such an intense time of life-changing growth as a new era emerges. We have been in the growth and in the expansion and in the emergence of this new era, and we're going to still keep expanding and evolving with it, but we are co-creating it right now. So use the power of a release. A ritual during the full moon between now and the end of the year to put pen to paper and use the transformation of fire to let go and transform the energy for what has been in 2021 to allow and make space for what is next. And one of the most powerful things you can start to do is what has been the season of 2021 for you is really naming it. Start by naming that season to give it completion. What has it been for you? A season of reckoning, restructuring, finding the deeper meaning, a season of accepting, a season of discovering, a season of letting go, a season of holding space. Take these questions and dive deeper into what it represents for you. A season of new deep insights, a season of waiting. Have you been on a sacred pause? I know a lot of times when we're not making the progress that we think that we should be, that the mind thinks, we think as if we're being held back or we're holding ourselves back. But maybe you've been on a pause as you've been aligning, activating, clearing, knowing what's next and getting it really powerfully coherent and congruent. Has it been a season of uncertainty? I mean, on many levels, we're all experiencing this as the ebbs and flow of the outside world externally demonstrates so much change. Has it been a season to stretch into the uncomfortable? A season to step forward more boldly? A season to end something? A season to begin something? So I want you to name what your season was for 2021 and then all that needs to be surrendered, let go, cleared. This is not a heavy full moon because we felt the heaviness throughout this year. We have definitely felt it, and the eclipse season really activated what was needing to be looked at, eclipsed. And so the best way to use this full moon is really looking at, okay, what do I give closure to? What do I close the book on? And naming it allows us to get clear on that. And then write a letter to 2021. All that it gave, all that it held, all that kept wanting to still hold on, that needed to go. And welcome the space for a season to show up in 2022. 2022 is going to hold a lot on the year of relationships. What is stirring for you that needs you to be in relationship with closer, intimately? And it could be actually an energy relationship, could be with money, could be with how you're doing your work in the world. It could be how you're showing up in your gifts, your talents, your voice. Or it could be in a very specific, particular relationship with a person, with multiple people. I mean, for me, it's like, I feel like this whole past year has been just preparation for this year of relationships, from the work that I'm doing in the world, getting into more relationships, partnerships, and then literally my beloved Jack, we are now actually under the same roof living together again because of him having to go back to take care of a family business. And then 2020 hit. So it just definitely stretched out the timeline for us being able to be under the same roof again. And it feels fantastic. I would say that, you know, 2020, for the year of it being a catalyst in a lot of relationships that either brought people together or pushed them apart, for him and I can say it definitely brought in a deep sense of gratitude. That's just what I feel. And it was interesting. I was sharing with a friend recently, and that's what she was saying that she experienced. I'm like, wow, no one else has been saying that. It was a year of a lot of gratitude for just this appreciation for our relationship, for our deep sacred partnership that we have. And I look forward to what is coming in 2022 in all the ways that we're going to be able to expand and share in that, from where we are now in the world to what's next and what we're building. So I have so many things that are on my list of manifesting intentions that are really beautiful and exciting and full of big change with what relationships, partnerships mean for me in getting into that connection with for 2022. So whenever we have two, so it's the two is the pairing. And then when it comes in threes, that's why 2022 is going to be such a powerful year of relationships. That has sticking power. That is the grounding power. So let's look at how we can best use this full moon of 2021 to really open up space to expand in whatever relationship, whatever way you're relating between you and the world, with your gifts, your talents, your fellow human beings, in your intimacy with a beloved one, or even in your primary family or in your friendships, so many ways, even your value, your monetary value. How can you best use this last full moon of 2021 to really make space to allow that rapport, that resonance, that pairing to show up? First is claiming completions. Close the energy of what's ready to be released, gone, and finished, and let the closure complete. This is why I say it's important to name the season. Really allowing that season to be named and all that needs to be closed with it, that needs to be gone, that needs to be finished. It could be old recurring patterns, behaviors, a whole way of being. It can be old, outdated resentments, repetitive, sabotaging smallness in some capacity, because this is what we're all being called for. That's what the eclipse energy brought forward, is where have we been small? Where do we need to show up and shine brighter and bigger and bolder in our lives? In finding the focus, that is the next important area, is really finding, when we have claimed these completions, is finding the focus, clearing and completing what will be rushing in with new focus. And finding your faith to hold true to that focus is needed for the future. That's the present practice for the progress in 2022. Can you find your focus? You want to clear whatever is competing with it and allow it to complete, so that you can hold that focus and have faith and ride that frequency, being present with practice for the progress that you want to be making in 2022. What is ready to come into focus and brought forward for you? That's the question. And with naming your season of completion, it really allows you to step forward with what is this new season for you. Because the third focus is getting rooted in the purpose of that. What is the purpose going forward? Knowing your rooted purpose will serve the ways your values, your faith, your focus will lead you into 2022. Whatever can drain, deplete, distract you, clear the space surrounding your soul for the deeper roots to plant towards your purpose with faith and focus. So you're rooting in purpose deeper right now. This is what we're even going into when we come into the solstice energy, which is in a few days. It's really about those allowing yourself to get rooted into what is next. When you look at nature during this time, and it doesn't matter what hemisphere you're in, whether it's the northern or the southern hemisphere, the solstice is the time where we have the darkest night of the year in the northern hemisphere, and we have the brightest, the most light in the southern hemisphere. And that is a time of deep rooting and growth. So what needs to be planted in your purpose? What needs to deepen? Rites of passage help carry us from one season to another. All of life works in a beautiful rhythm of seasons and cycles. Let's honor this season of 2021. Close the chapters that are needed for the new to have space to step forward. I just had the death of a beloved friend unexpectedly die. Matter of fact, I've actually had her on my podcast. It was Dawn Marie Jordan, and she was very loved. Everyone who knew her in our beloved community of Santa Barbara, and even back to where she was originally from in New York, and where she lived part-time in Brazil with her husband at the time. She had love, friends worldwide, and it was unexpected, and it was sudden. And we did a celebration of life, and I was asked to lead it this past Sunday. And that's a rite of passage. It's like, how do we give proper honoring for these transitions, whether they're planned or, and they have a natural progression and we know of them, or they're unexpected. It's a way for us to take the energy that would not find its way to be integrated and assimilated properly, to give honor to it. So it has a home, it has a place to live within some form of transitional completion to carry us forward to the next. Death and rebirth are part of the cycles to life. And in our Western culture, it's very hard at times to live or to know that death is just as much a part of the birth, what's going to blossom next. I know that every one of us who were there, it felt experiencing this sudden loss of such an extraordinary soul who everyone who knew her felt blessed and loved and enriched really brings a urgency to the power of what needs to blossom in all of us, in each of us, with who we are, with our gifts, with our treasures, our wisdom, our knowledge. Felt like this was not someone who needed to leave. She had a lot of wisdom yet that was still left to be shared with what our world needed right now. And even with those feelings, it leaves me with, okay, this is the call for each and every one of us to step forward with who we are, who we genuinely, authentic are in this life as a remarkable soul, with the gifts, the dreams, the talents, the desires. So whatever has been the building blocks for 2021, nourishing the soil surrounding your soul for what is ready to be planted, what is ready to come forth, in new creations, in new intentions, and new desires for 2022. Let's use this sacred time right now that we have of this full moon weekend and coming up on the solstice to really honor that, give closure, and let that transition of this rite of passage carry us into 2022. And for those of you that want to go into a deeper dive of really honoring this sacred time and carrying yourself through the deeper rite of passage right now, I will be offering a live solstice soul honoring ceremony on the day of the solstice. I hope you join. I look forward to going deeper with you in order to really get the most out of giving closure to 2021 and opening up to full possibilities of the life you are born to live. It's already written inside of you, and tapping into that knowing and using the sacred time to help carry you there. You, my beautiful one, are a remarkable soul here to live your soul-inspired life. And may 2022 be rich and magnanimous for you. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.